We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, thanks as always to Jimbo Hannon for filling in for me yesterday. I'll tell you all about where I was as we proceed along. Here we go, get rolling here on Tuesday, but more importantly, of course, it's National Fluffin' Nutter Day, but you all probably knew that already.
So today is National Fluffer Nutters Day.
I'll bring the Fluffer Nutters.
Okay, give me all your Fluffer Nutters.
Fluffer.
Nutters.
Fluffer.
Nutter.
That sounds nasty.
What is it?
Marshmallow cream and peanut butter sandwich.
Is it contagious?
No, they're delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious!
As long as I got a cup of coffee,
I'll try anything once.
There
let's start the show.
Okay, let's get underway. Great to have you along here on National Fluffernuffer Day or whatever the heck it is. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Merely pick up your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, as always, bob@1063word.com. And just in case you may have missed the key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, wouldn't want that to happen. It's email, which I guess is now a word. E-M-A-I-L, email. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Great day yesterday. Beautiful weather, cloudy, threatened rain a little bit, but never really got there. As I was invited by my friend Jimmy to take part in the Greater Greenville Folds of Honor Golf Classic. Folds, as in a folded flag. Presented to families of those who've made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. Thanks to Wade and all the folks, GE and Motion Industries, ST Solutions, and a bunch of other sponsors that put this together. This was a golf tournament, charity golf tournament that was held at the Cliffs at Kiowee Vineyards. I don't know if you've ever been up there, but it is an absolutely gorgeous spot. The Folds of Honor tournament supports veterans and their families, and all the proceeds from the tournament benefit Folds of Honor. And so it was great to play in it yesterday. We didn't win anything, but, that's not the point. And following the golf, and I don't know if you've ever had a chance to play that golf course, but it's gorgeous. The greens were kind of like putting on the cart path. I mean, they were quick, let me put it that way. And then we had a really nice dinner afterwards, or a lunch, whichever you want to call it, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Rachel Faulkner Brown spoke, and a pretty amazing story. She told us how she married her college sweetheart at 21 and he was 23. And they had a baby, been married a couple of years. And her husband went out to do something. I'm not sure what he was going to do, if he's going to play tennis or go running or whatever. Had an aneurysm and died at like 25 years old. So here she is, widowed at like 23 with a small baby. And then she met a guy who was an A-10 pilot. He was an Air Force pilot, flew the Warthog. And they got married, and they were living in Columbus, Mississippi. And her husband was doing some instructor flying in a T-28 with a student pilot. And they took off, and a cable snapped in the aircraft, and they were going to crash. And if you are not above 50 feet, You can't eject because the ejector seat throws you only so high, and there would not be enough opportunity for your parachute to open. But they knew he knew they were going down, so they ejected anyway, and then the aircraft exploded in a fireball. So here she is at, I don't know, 27, 28, something like that, widowed twice. And she told a story of how the heartbreak that had happened in her life led to healing. She is the director now of Be Still Ministries. That is a national nonprofit that helps women find healing. Excuse me. Helps women find healing through their stories. And she speaks all over the country sharing the story of her personal tragedies with hope and the promise that the worst thing is actually the best thing that ever happens to you. In other words, everything happens and it all works out eventually through God's help. When she's not finding stories or sharing hers, loves to paint and is now remarried to Rod, who is a pastor in the Atlanta area and a strategic consultant. And they've been married for more than 20 years. Now, the money raised, and by the way, they had the most money ever raised in this tournament yesterday. In other words, it was the most successful Folds of Honor tournament that they've had. All goes to scholarships for the children of these vets who have made the ultimate sacrifice. As it says here, costly tuition, textbooks, room and board, tutoring, and an untold assortment of school-related fees can seem daunting to anyone, but thanks to the ongoing generosity of our donors, we continue to provide scholarships and educational opportunities to the children and spouses of those killed or disabled while in service to our nation. Dreams and ambitions are realized, and we help ensure that no family is left behind on the field of battle. So it's a great organization, and I'm glad it was so successful yesterday. And thanks to Wade over at GE and all the folks at GE. This is a primary charity that General Electric supports and greatly appreciated. And I know all those families who have been touched with the financial aid that is provided by Folds of Honor are very grateful for all those who take part. It's a great event. Now then. Moving forward, I got an email yesterday from Pat Fortenberry. He is he's the LT lieutenant with the Greer Police Department, reminding me that the GPD, Greer Police Department, is going to be holding their 15th annual fundraising golf tournament Friday, November 1st, to raise money for their Cops for Tots program. Tournament will be at Top Golf. I don't know if you've been there. But that is a ton of fun. Breakfast at 8:45, registration and tee-off for the Top Contender Tournament is at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so you can take a half day off work and still be a part of this. Part of their annual campaign to raise funds to provide Christmas gifts for underprivileged children that live in the greater Greer area. So that's Cops for Tots, and that's going to be November 1st at Top Golf. Okay. And a few others on the agenda to remind you of a few things politically that are coming up that that you may want to take part in. And we'll go to the phones as well when I come right back on the Bobby Mack Show. And it's patently obvious what's going on with the media and the Democrats. We've known that for the last 3 years or more. But again, they're becoming blatantly obvious with what they're doing. By that, I mean new polling numbers are out. Oh, my goodness, new polling numbers are out. The latest effort to spin the so-called impeachment attacks on Donald Trump. We'll talk about that and more when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:21 here on this cloudy Tuesday afternoon. Maybe a sprinkle or two along the way. In on the text line, Bobby Mack is back, continuing the attack on the Dems and Libs. Glad to hear you are back.
Hoo-ah!
Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, fluffer nutters are delicious. You need to use the official fluff marshmallow cream for the full effect. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, I just wanted to update you on the status of my high school government class. To quote the girl sitting in front of me, what's the difference between the Bill of Rights and the Constitution?
Don't!
Hashtag the future of America faceplant.
You moron.
You moron.
Hang in there. Hang tough. Speaking of upcoming events, Texter says Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, North Carolina, beautiful spot up there, will have a free lunch for veterans and their families immediately after the parade on Veterans Day. Nice work. Appreciate that. To the phones we go. Brother Fred is along, and I bet, as always, he's excited.
Oh, Bobby, you would not believe this. But it is the truth, praise God. I am really excited. Yesterday in the morning,
right,
before the chickens crowed, I had to take my wife to the emergency.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
And she was in there for seven hours, and she was sent to another place, and there they are doing miracles with her. And I'm excited. But you know what happened today? Today I had a busy day starting out. And I had to find this man that's supposed to do work for me.
Uh-huh.
And so I got in my pick-em-up truck, and I went over, and I went to where they told me he was.
Right.
Well, the person said, no, you're at the wrong address. You got to go over there. I said, excuse me. And so I went over there, and the lady looked at me, and I told her, no, I'm for real. I said, so-and-so. And I said, well, he's not here, but you go down the street and over there, and he'll be there. And I said, well, thank you. Then all of a sudden, the Lord grabbed a hold of me. He said, son, I want you to pray for this person.
Ooh.
And man, I got excited and I started praying for this individual.
Right.
And I said, God bless you and thank you. And I left. And I went over to see this individual. And he had two or three people there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I waited around. And all of a sudden he said, I've heard you on the Bobby Mack show. And said, you are for real. I said, listen. I said, don't get too close to me unless
right.
you want a blessing.
You bet.
So anyway, we discussed it, everything.
Because you're as real as it gets, Brother Fred.
Sir?
You're as real as it gets.
Yes. And then what happened was that he said, I'll get back with you. And I said, brother, I'm supposed to pray for you.
Right.
And I prayed for him. And he looked at me and he said, you know, he said, you're for real. He said, because you hit the nail on the head. And I said, well, thank you. God bless you. And I'll see you when you give me a call.
Okay.
So, in other words, something starts out bad.
Yeah.
You know, but if you know Jesus, I mean, he takes care of everything.
Well, and
especially if he can take care of a 90-year-old man.
So,
God, he can take care of everything.
Well, how is your bride now, Brother Fred? Is she okay? Is she recuperating all right?
She's doing okay, and they have some procedure, and her daughter and I are going over there at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay, good. Well, keep me posted.
And we need your prayer. prayers. And Bobby Mack, I'll tell you, I appreciate you and letting me tell people, because I'll tell you, I'm for real, and God is not hard up. He's using me, and he's got other people he can use, too.
You bet. Yeah, God is never hard up, and you're never hard up when you've got the big guy on your side.
Amen, yeah. Amen. And you know that I pray for you and your better half and also the staff there.
You bet. Thank you, Brother Fred. Appreciate that very much, and we will keep your wife in our prayers and hope for her swift recovery. Yeah, very funny, you know, the text line. Well, Bob, I guess the importance of the four-putt rule applies. We got on the first hole that we played yesterday, and I had about a 12-foot putt that that broke about 2 or 3 feet. And you can buy mulligans in these golf tournaments, you know, where if you miss a shot, you can take it again. Well, I just missed the putt on the edge of the cup the first time. I said, well, I'm going to take a mulligan. Rolled it right in the middle for a birdie. The only putt I made all day. The rest of the time with a putter in my hand. How should I put this? I couldn't have hit the water if I fell out of a boat. That's how bad. That's how bad my putting was. All right, here we go. The Democrats and their loyal sycophants in the media. See, now they've got this impeachment story going, okay? And they're issuing all their subpoenas, which, by the way, are not really legal. Andy McCarthy wrote about that, and I'll share that with you coming up. But here is phase two of the supposed impeachment of Donald Trump. This is from TheWeek.com. Should be spelled W-E-A-K, but it's W-E-E-K. A 58% majority of Americans say House Democrats were right to begin an impeachment inquiry of President Trump, and a 49% plurality say the House should vote to remove him from office. Where's this polling data come from? Washington Post. A Washington Post Scar School poll released this morning. Support for impeachment has jumped significantly across the board since the White House released a transcript of Trump's July 25th call with the Ukraine president. Why since it was released? Because it showed nothing. But see, this is part of the push that the left puts on. This is all coordinated. The fact that this poll is just released showing, the vast numbers of Americans now say, oh, get rid of this guy, he's a bum. A bad orange man must go, must be impeached. Yeah, right. Where do they conduct this poll? In the newsroom of the Washington Post? Let's see a show of hands here in the Post newsroom. How many of you think that President Trump should be impeached? Yeah, right. Virtually everybody in the newsroom. There might have been one guy that thought it was too soon for impeachment, but he was too afraid to speak up. So, you know, when you're going to hear and see substantially more so-called polling data coming out, and when you see it, just bear in mind, it's as accurate as all the polls that said that Hillary Rodham Clinton was a shoe-in to be president. How'd that work out for you there, Felonious Von Pantsuit? Lucky to be walking around free. Lock her up. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Work, 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 work.
I'm telling you, it's unceasing. It's never ending. Except when I'm playing golf. Well, sometimes that turns into work as well. Welcome back. 3:36, 24 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I mentioned a couple of other political events are coming up that you may want to be aware of. And the various politicians involved asked me to mention. Josiah Magnuson is having an event coming up, inviting people to join him for an update on state house issues and a community discussion. This is going to be Thursday, October 10, this Thursday, right? How quickly the time flies. This Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at the Inman Community Fire Station on 176. And he is also going to be taking a look. I know a lot of you folks in his district are concerned about what's going on with Spartanburg Water. Josiah said in the email, "We will look at some recent developments on my Spartanburg Water legislation and go into further detail about our options for the coming year. Currently, citizens in the service area outside the city have no representation on the Spartanburg Water Commission. I believe recent questions about Lake Bowen property issues and mismanagement are just a symptom of the need for more SWS accountability to the people. And we will look at how to address this need." So if that's a concern for you, what's been going on around Lake Bowen with the Water Commission, this is an event you will want to be at. That's Thursday night, 6:30. At the Inman Community Fire Station. That's right there on 176. And Josiah said, "We will also touch on other pending bills in the legislature, including the heartbeat bill, education reform, Santee Cooper and accountability for utilities, lower, flatter, fairer taxes, and more. As always, I want to hear from constituents, so please consider attending and bringing a friend. Light refreshments will be served. Look forward to seeing you on October 10th. That's from Josiah Magnuson. Now then, this from State Representative Gary Smith. "Hope you'll be joining us this Thursday for the 17th annual Ice Cream Town Hall meeting. This year's event scheduled for this Thursday, 6 p.m. until 8. The meeting will be held at the home of David and Christina Brooks, 308 Wilson Bridge Road in Fountain Inn. Bring your family and guests with you to enjoy the camaraderie and delicious ice cream." That's from Gary Smith, okay? And you can visit his website. State Representative Gary Smith, want to learn more about that. Now then, this latest revelation. Why, this is interesting. You remember Rod Rosenstein, former deputy AG, expected that former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and then Attorney General Jeff Sessions would back the use of the 25th Amendment against President Trump, but miscalculated and was eventually forced out. This in a new book called Deep State by James B. Stewart, discussing the revelations, and said Rosenstein was fully serious about wearing a wire in an attempt to entrap the president. He also felt he could count on cabinet members to forcibly remove Trump if that failed. Rosenstein denied, saying that he wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment, but there were also witnesses to that conversation, and he even named two cabinet-level people who were going to support him, namely John Kelly, the chief of staff, and Sessions, the attorney general. Well, Sessions couldn't have supported him anyway because you couldn't wake him up long enough to get his attention. He was face down in the clam chowder or something. The 25th Amendment requires a majority vote of the cabinet before any action can be taken, but Rosenstein was said to have discussed the matter with other cabinet members and was confident they would turn on Trump. I would say, in that assessment, Rod, you probably were, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Wrong.
Yeah, that's the one. Stewart, the author of this book, said Rosenstein was taking dramatic steps to carry out his attempted coup and was likely given assurances from other cabinet members that weren't fully genuine. That was an extreme step, he said. I do think that people who heard it didn't really take it at all that seriously. They took it more as a measure of how unnerved Rosenstein was by the fact that Trump was trying to set him up as the person who said, fire James Comey. The New York Times, always a reputable source, the New York Times also reported that Rosenstein was courting Kelly's and Sessions' support and claimed he told former FBI Director Andy McCabe about his in-depth talks with cabinet members. Cabal members would be more like it when you're talking about Rosenstein and McCabe and the rest of these, Page and Strzok, the rest of them. Comey, all of them. Mr. Rosenstein told Mr. McCabe during a May 16, 2017 meeting that Attorney General Jeff Sessions and John Kelly, the Homeland Security Secretary, would most likely support such a move, the article reads. Stewart's book also claims Kelly was so upset by Comey's dismissal that he, quote, felt sickened and was considering resigning before he eventually rose to become Trump's chief of staff, a position he held for 17 months. The author told NPR that Rosenstein had a meltdown after the firing of Comey, believing Trump was lying about the reasons for the firing. Quote, not only did Trump fire Comey, but he immediately stated publicly lying about it. He immediately started publicly lying about it, and it sent Rosenstein into a panic. I mean, those days, after he was fired, I have multiple sources on this, were incredibly tumultuous inside the FBI, inside the DOJ. Rosenstein was having some kind of a meltdown. Well, no wonder, because Trump was uncovering what they were doing. I bet they were running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Quote, he called for secretly wiring the president to collect evidence of obstruction. He thought about invoking the 25th Amendment when he finally calmed down. This all, of course, got back to Trump. Trump now had every reason to fire him if he wanted to. And yet on two different occasions, they had one-on-one meetings. And amazingly, Rosenstein comes out with his job intact. See, I never made that connection either, other than Trump is no dummy, all right? He understands triangulation, maneuvering. And as Don Corleone famously advised, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. He said Rosenstein, who resigned in April, would later become something of a lackey for the president and for the new Attorney General, William Barr. Okay, so there is that. And it's, yeah, look, I get it. It's merely more suspicions confirmed. But every time we hear more and more of this stuff, can you imagine a guy who is the acting attorney general or deputy AG, whichever he was at the time, actually talking about wearing a wire against the president of the United States? This guy ought to be a guest of the Gray Bar Hotel wearing an orange suit with an orange suit. With a number on it as well. Rosenstein, Comey, Clapper, the whole cabal. Now, I am waiting to see what comes out of Attorney General Barr and Mr. Duncan's investigations. We'll see. We'll see. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back on the other side as we cruise along here on Tuesday on the Bobby Mac Show on WORD. You know, you may not realize it, and there would be no reason why you would, unless you had, you know, some kind of inside knowledge. But when you boil it all down, when you get right to it, and Moneypenny will probably confirm this, and now Little Annie back in the news center as well. when you get right down to it, at the end of the day, as the old saying goes, my baby doll Brenda is, I'm willing to bet, substantially more popular inside this building than I am.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that right, Moneypenny? Yeah. Wouldn't you say that Brenda's substantially more popular than I am inside
this
building?
Yes, because she makes goodies.
She does make
you
goodies.
You can't cook. She makes goodies.
I can't. This is true. This is a true story. I can't make Jell-O. Okay.
You can't boil water.
No, I can't. However, Brenda is an ace baker extraordinaire. Now, it used to be, you know, back in our younger days, Brenda would cook. Would bake every weekend, and I would bring something in on Monday. Back when I was a suit, and I would still come in the mornings instead of like now where I just kind of, you know, happen to be in the neighborhood and drop by. and I'm telling people loved everything that she baked. Well, she did some baking on Sunday. She had temporarily forgotten that I was playing in the Folds of Honor golf tournament yesterday, so I wouldn't be here. And she said, well, that's right. The cookies will still be good. Just take them in on Tuesday. So I brought them in today, and she always makes up a couple of different baggies of them. And one of them I leave downstairs in the infamous break room, and the other I bring upstairs for those of us at the pointy end up here where we actually do the broadcasting. And so Evan and Roger back in the news center and Penny Lane from Magic. You don't know who that is. Cherie Taylor from Magic, and G-Man from Planet, and a few other people will enjoy the baking that bring upstairs. And of course, then we have ours as well. And I just got an email from Devin, who is a director of sales downstairs. And the in the subject line of the email, it just says, Brenda, please tell her that she is the best cookie maker ever. Those are the best oatmeal cookies I've ever had. I brought in two bags of oatmeal apple cookies today. No nuts. Didn't have any nuts in there because people have all these nut allergies. So she doesn't put any nuts in anymore, raisins or anything, I guess. Were there raisins in those cookies? No, just oatmeal and apple stuff. So it's, well, look, you know, when you're being fed really good stuff, it's, and, you know, all I do is talk on the radio, she's going to win going away. Okay. It's a landslide for Brenda, not for me. Cause, you know, sadly, it also extends to my black thumb with plants. You have a plant that you don't want anymore, bring it over. You know, about a week with me, and the plant could have been thriving, croaked, gone, deceased, out of here. So, thanks, Brenda. The baking again has made me at least the second most popular member of our family inside the building. In on the text line, Bobby, whatever was the big risque deal with the two Russian women on the bed that the Obamas had slept in? I never did see the blown-up outrage of it. That's another made-up story from Mr. Steele, the guy paid off by Hillary and the DNC campaign to come up with nasty things they could think of to say about President Trump. Coming towards the end of hour number one, let me quickly get in today's good news story here.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
If you're a dog lover, you will be happy to hear this story. Last Friday, a group called Big Dog Ranch Rescue found a dog that survived a month trapped under the rubble in the hurricane down in the Bahamas. You remember Hurricane Dorian hit as a Category 5 storm over a month ago. So pretty amazing that this is even possible. A group called Big Dog Ranch Rescue has been searching for animals trapped under the rubble. Last Friday, They found a dog that had somehow survived this whole time. They used a drone with an infrared scanner that spotted him. He was pinned under an air conditioner, surrounded by rubble. He had survived for a month on nothing but rainwater.
Is she stuck?
She's stuck.
Are you kidding me?
9:30 this morning.
Someone hit the doors.
We had a plane there within an hour underneath an AC unit.
And he's been there since the storm because he's emaciated, nothing but a bag of bones, and still wagging his tail.
Wow.
I want everybody to know that the crisis for the Bahamas is not over.
Yeah. Poor doggy was obviously rail thin and weak, but he was alive. He immediately ate a can of cat food they had for him. Yeah. Well, you haven't eaten for a month. You're going to eat cat food, too. You know what I'm saying? They flew him to an animal hospital near West Palm. Doing a lot better now, they decided to name him Miracle. For obvious reasons, he is the 138th dog they've saved in the Bahamas in the past month. And as soon as he's healthy, he is going to be adopted to a forever home. Want to learn more about them and their work? Go to their website, B as in David, R-R. B as in Bravo, D as in David, R-R, RomeoRomeo.org. Okay? Great work. Hour number two is on the way, and so is the next keyword in the $1,000 bankroll contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.